Come on, 107.
86, what are you doing here?
Gee, that's a terrible welt you have on your forehead. Does it hurt?
Yeah, my wife gave it to me last night when I came home late. Oh, Max, this boxing is a terrible cover. What is it, Max? Is there an emergency?
No, this is personal. Do you have a minute?
I have about 3 seconds. Yes, sorry.
Lester Schwerner, 99, and I are going to be married.
Congratulations.
Bye. Yes, but we were wondering if you would like to be our best man. How about it?
Be right back.
Have you had a chance to think it over?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you picked me, Max. And I'll be happy to do it.
Oh, that's great. You're a swell guy, Schwerner.
Davis Arena, in the main event, Tiger Schlerma lost a decision to Pete the Kid Melnick and the Department of Sanitation. After leaving the arena, he walked into an open manhole and suffered a concussion. For those who say boxing is a dangerous sport, they should try walking in dark alleys. His wife, when notified of the accident, rushed to the hospital and immediately...
Well, as you know, 99 and I are getting married pretty soon, and I thought it might be nice if you were our best man. Well, what do you say, Novak? You want to do it?
I'd like to, Max.
Oh, come on. Give me a break, Novak.
All right. I'll be your best man.
Good.
Hey, a man has just been hit between the eyes with a baseball. Pardon me, could I speak to you for a minute? I'm sorry to bother you, 38, but I need your help. I want you to be best man at my wedding.
Me, Max?
Don't say no, Harry. I need you.
Well, I don't know if I'll be finished with this cover assignment by then. Besides, I thought that Simpson or Aldrich was going to be your best man.
Yes, well, they couldn't make it.
Oh, then I'm really third choice.
Oh, no, 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 not at all. Actually, you're my first choice. It's just hard to explain you to 99.
Oh, I don't know, Max.
Oh, come on, Harry. You remember all the great times we've had together?
We're being watched.
Pinch me. Pinch you?
Otherwise, it'll look suspicious.
Why did you do that?
You pinched me. If I didn't react, it would look suspicious.
Well, will you do it?
Well, what time's the wedding, Max? I got a show to do here Saturday night. I'm featured.
It's Saturday afternoon.
Okay, Max. I'm your man.
Wait a minute,
Carlos. Yeah?
Tell me what you look like so I'll recognize you Saturday.
During the performance at the Follies Theater today, Kitty Carvelis was kidnapped in full view of the audience by a group of men. It is believed that Pretty Kitty caught the eye of Abdul Abubdul Amir, Arab potentate, and is now en route to his harem.
Boy, is he in for a surprise.
Thank you. 5 of our top agents put out a commission in the last 3 days. That's more than we've lost in 3 months. There has to be some reason behind it.
The only thing we know for sure is that Chaos is responsible. Mm. Why don't we use the X-22 computer, Chief?
I've thought of that, 99, but somebody fed a deck of cards into it, and now all it'll do is play poker with a CIA computer.
Well, can't you reprogram it?
No, we can't do that. It's $32 behind. I've sent Jaime to help us.
But, Chief, Jaime's a robot.
I know that, 99, but he's equipped with a calculator bank to handle advanced computations.
You sent for me, Chief?
Yes, Jaime, we'd like you to give us a hand.
Give us a hand as a figure of speech, Jaime. We'd like you to help us.
Now, these are the cards of the 5 agents who have been incapacitated within the space of 3 days. I want you to tell us if there's any connection. Now, you feed these into your calculator bank.
Sorry, it does not compute.
Hello, this is the Chief. Oh, no, not Novak. All right, thank you. They got Novak.
Oh, no.
What's happening, 99?
They got Novak.
Yes, I know. I was with them. That reminds me.
What are you doing?
I'm crossing Novak's name off my list.
What list?
Well, the list of the men I asked to be my best man.
Max, this list is identical with that list.
Chief, what are you doing with a list of my best men?
Did you invite all these men to be your best men? That's it.
That's what?
That's it. That's a common denominator we've been looking for. You asked 6 men to be your best man, and all have met with foul play.
Hmm. That is quite a coincidence, isn't it?
It's more than a coincidence, Max. It's a deadly plot. If you ask somebody to be your best man, it's a guarantee something will happen to him.
How come you never asked me, Max? I always thought I was your best friend.
Well, you are my best friend, Jaime, but you're a robot. I need a best man, not a best thing. Sorry about that, Jaime, but, well, you see, it wouldn't be legal the other way. I need someone who can sign the marriage certificate and be a witness.
I can sign it, Max. I can also make copies.
Max, I notice you have the names of 3 agents on this list that I don't have on mine.
Well, those are the 3 men I haven't asked yet, Chief.
He hasn't asked me yet either.
Now, why would Chaos want to do with every man you ask to be your best man?
Why didn't you ask Jaime, Max?
That's a good idea, 99. Jaime?
I accept, Max.
No, Jaime, I wasn't going to ask you to be my best man. I was going to ask you why Chaos is after every man that I asked to be my best man.
Just a minute, Max. Chaos wants you to ask someone you haven't asked yet.
Well, then that must be one of the 3 men on that list. Holloway, Pruitt, or Finch.
And you think one of them is a double agent?
As much as I hate to think that, we have to consider the possibility.
But, Chief, why would Chaos want one of their men to be Max's best man?
I don't know. Max, what are the duties of your best man?
I can tell you. The responsibilities of the best man are to rent the tuxedos for the wedding, engage the limousine,
and tie the cans in the back of the car.
He is also responsible for making the arrangements for the groom's bachelor party.
Of course, Chief, the bachelor party!
That's it, the bachelor party!
Of course, the bachelor party! Why didn't I think of that before the bachelor party? What else could it be but the bachelor party? 99, what about the bachelor party?
Don't you see, Max? If a double agent is your best man, then he's going to make sure that everyone at the bachelor party is a control agent. And if everyone at the bachelor party is a control agent, think of the opportunity to wipe out the whole Washington staff. So we've got to find out who the double agent is so we can see who's behind all this.
Sure, that's easy for you to say.
It's got to be one of the 3 men on this list. I'll have counterintelligence commence a top 4 security check on those 3 men immediately.
But, Chief, that'll take days.
Got no choice.
Wait a minute, 99. I know how to find out who the double agent is.
How, Max?
Well, I'll just ask all 3 men on the list. And the one that nothing happens to, that will be the guilty party.
Max, 2 innocent men might get hurt that way.
Not if I ask the guilty one first.
Smart here. Are you asleep?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Holloway. Ordinarily, I'd come over to your place to ask you this, but I have my reasons for asking you on the phone.
What is it, Max?
Well, how would you like to be best man at my wedding?
I thought Simpson was going to be your best man.
Yes, well, he was, but he couldn't make it.
Well, then, in that case, I'd be delighted.
Good night, Max. Well, you don't sound too delighted.
I find it hard to be delighted at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, well, now that you've accepted Holloway, I think there are a few things that you should know.
Just a second, Max. Somebody's at the door.
The nerve of some people disturbing him at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Dear Prue, ordinarily I'd come over to your place and ask you this in person, but I have my reasons for handling this by letter. How would you like to be best man at my wedding?
I thought Simpson was going to be his best man.
Simpson was going to be my best man, but he can't make it now. Therefore, since you are one of my closest friends, it would please me greatly to have you accept. Please let me know your answer by return mail, as this is most urgent.
Dear Max, I am flattered by your invitation, and I'm pleased to accept. Yours truly.
And ask you this in person, or call you on the phone, or even send you a letter. But I have my reasons for doing things this way. How would you like to be best man at my wedding?
I thought Simpson was going to be best man.
No, Simpson couldn't make it. If you decide to accept, please go to the window and wave your arm 3 times. If you do not appear, I will have to conclude that you don't wish to be my best man, or that you don't have a tape recorder.
Yes, I did. You had absolutely no right to ask Pruitt, Holloway, and Finch to be your best man without first asking my permission.
Well, let's look at the bright side of it, Chief.
What bright side?
Now we know that none of those men were double agents.
Hi, Max.
Hi, 99.
Here we go, Chief. It's the top four security report on Holloway, Pruitt, and Finch. None of them were double agents.
We know that, 99.
That looks good.
It is. There's an ice cream truck downstairs that's hurrying away for his samples. You want a bite?
No, thank you.
How about you, Chief? Would you like a bite?
Take that away from my face, and don't drip any on the rug.
I already did, Chief. Both flavors.
Kolek, how's it going?
Excellent. They're coming in loud and clear. Now close the door.
Kolek, when I close the door, does light go out?
No more names on the best man's list, and we still don't know who the double agent is.
Well, maybe there are some names on my other list, Chief.
What other list?
My list of ushers. I'll go ask.
Forget it!
That's what I said, Chief. Forget it.
I'm not going to lose any more men. Jaime is going to be your best man. He's a robot. He can't be harmed.
But, Chief...
No buts about it. Jaime is going to be your best man.
But...
Stanislas, success. They finally choose who we want to be best man.
Excellent! Now we can move the truck to another street.
What for?
Business stinks on this corner.
Here he comes.
Excuse, please. Perhaps you could help us?
I'd be very happy to help you.
You see, this man here wants a fugicle. However, the fugicle is in the far corner from freezer. You have glowing arms. Maybe you could reach it?
I will try.
I've got it.
And we've got you. Quick, let's go.
What about my fujiko?
Morning, Chief.
Morning, Max.
Is Jaime here yet?
No.
Well, that's funny. You were supposed to drop by the hotel this morning and go over the final arrangements for the bachelor party and then meet me here.
You're not having your party at the hotel, Max. I can't allow that many top agents to gather in one hotel. It's too risky.
But I told the manager that we'd pay for anything that they break.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, Max. It's a security risk. You're having your party at the controlled banquet room.
Aw, gee, Chief, that doesn't sound like any fun at all.
Well, why not? I'll match our facilities against any hotel in town. And we have very competitive prices. How much is the hotel charging you?
$250 a head.
How many people are coming?
40.
I can get you in here for $3 a head.
That's 50 cents more than the hotel is charging me.
But I'm providing the music, the control rhythm airs.
But, Chief, what do we want with an orchestra? I mean, this is a stag party. We're not going to dance.
All right, I'll throw in the cake, the one that Agent 38 comes out of the cake.
I don't think I would like that, Chief.
Why not?
Well, it's just not the same when a guy pops out of a cake.
You seen 38 in a bikini?
Here's your fudgesicle.
Thank you very much.
Where am I?
Ooh!
What am I doing here?
Now we get down to nitty-gritty. We have a proposition to make you.
What kind of a proposition?
Well, tomorrow night at the bachelor party for Smart, we want you to blow up all the control agents.
I cannot do that. I am no longer a Chaos robot. I now work for Control.
What got into you, robot? When you worked for Chaos, you used to kill and hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly?
Oh, yeah, got the wrong show. Da-da-da-da-da. Mame. You used to kill and maim.
That was before Control programmed me for goodness and niceness. I will not do anything evil.
Listen, all we want you to do is to blow up a nice little bachelor party.
I'm sorry, but now I am programmed for goodness and niceness. I will not
do anything evil. We know.
Stanislas, come here.
Look, we already have asked him to destroy 40 agents, and he has flatly refused. Enough being nice.
Him.
No, I have not killed him. I have merely short-circuited him. Now we can plant the bomb inside him and set it to go off at the party at exactly 10 o'clock.
But will he not know the bomb is inside him?
He will not remember anything. I will adjust his memory banks and erase this entire incident from his mind. Now, where is the bomb?
I have hidden it in one of the ice cream cartons, so no one will find it.
Which carton?
The one marked bomb.
Thank you. Thank you. Now the band will take a 5-minute break.
Washington showed up, Max. It's a great party.
Yes, thanks to you, Jaime. If it hadn't been for you, this could have been a bomb.
Well, don't I get any credit? After all, I'm responsible for the music and the decor and the cuisine.
Oh, the food is great, Chief. What is that stuff on a shingle?
Cream chip beef. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get some more before it's all gone.
It's 5 minutes of 10, Max. I think we should show the movies now.
Movies?
Yes, Max. I understand that's what they usually do at bachelor parties, show films.
What have you got, Jaime?
Well, it took a little doing, Max, but I managed to get these.
Down the Colorado River by kayak. The Wonderful World of Zinc and Holland, Land of Dykes and Tulips. Don't you think these are a little bawdy for this crowd?
If you'll make the announcement, Max, I think we should get started. Here, Max, let me try.
What was that?
What was what?
Lower the microphone. It's coming from your gearbox. Your mechanism never made that sound before. Open it up. Let me take a look. Just as I thought. It's a bomb. A bomb?
That's what happened.
Chief, there's a bomb planted on Jaime. It's set to go off in 5 minutes.
Max, you better get the men out of here quickly.
Right, Jaime. Chief, start the movies. Max, any sudden movement might set the bomb off. You're right, Chief. I better tell everybody to stand still and not make any sudden movement.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, could I have your attention, please, for a moment? Having a good time?
Max! Chief, you just can't come right out and tell them. You've got to ease into it. Max, they're control agents. They're used to danger. They won't panic. Chief, I think I should open with a joke.
Max, tell them.
Gentlemen, I don't exactly know how to tell you this, but there's a bomb planted in Jaime.
I told you I should have opened with a joke.
Everybody stay right where you are. That's an order. I'm ashamed of this display of panic and lack of loyalty to a fellow agent. You're ready to desert this agent who time and time again has risked his life for yours. You, Bannister, if it weren't for Jaime, you wouldn't be alive today. And you, Carmichael, you also owe your life to Jaime. And that goes for half of you men in this room. Now, I'm going to forget what I just saw. That's all I have to say.
What happened?
The chief wouldn't let me open with a joke.
Chaos planted a bomb in Jaime, and we've got less than 2 minutes to dismantle it.
There's no need for you to endanger your lives. I'll just go out and back to the parking lot and blow up.
Wait a minute, Jaime. I can't let you do that. My car is out there.
You can't sacrifice yourself, Jaime. You're too good an agent and too dear a friend.
If I could see the bomb, I could dismantle it.
Would you show us how and we'll do it?
Chief, this will only take two of us. There's no point in risking another life, especially when that life is responsible for the entire control organization. Isn't that right, Max?
It certainly is, 99, but I think I should stay around anyway and help.
Now, let's get started. 99, you get some silverware. Jaime, tell us what to do. We've only got a minute left.
They must have connected the bomb to my sensor mechanism.
Is that your sensor button?
No, that's my belly button. My sensor button's up a little higher.
Is that it? That's it, Chief.
Now, unscrew it and remove the wire.
Butter knife.
Butter knife.
Shrimp cocktail fork.
Shrimp cocktail fork.
99?
Yes, Max.
Shrimp off.
Hurry, Max, there's only half a minute left.
Now that you've loosened the wire, place something between it and the bomb to act as insulation.
I'll need something soft for that. 99?
Max.
Give me a piece of rye bread.
There's only pumpernickel.
Jaime, I'm sorry. There's no more rye bread left. Just some nice, fresh pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel will be just fine.
Max, there's only 10 seconds left.
Now, if you can loosen the clamp underneath, you should be able to remove the bomb.
Spoon.
Dessert or soup?
Table.
Tablespoon.
Ice tongs.
Ice tongs.
5 seconds, Max. 4 seconds.
I've got it, Chief.
Okay, get rid of it. Close the door!
Right, Chief.
Max, are you all right?
Missed me by that much, Chief. What are all these papers?
Well, Max, those were secret papers of control.
Well, why didn't you tell me, Chief?
I couldn't, Max. It was a secret.
99, you don't happen to have a bottle of glue on you, do you?